40 degrees is our wake-up temperature. I wonder if I shocked Jason Cans and knocked him out of the chair with that information.
I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
And it is shocking and welcome.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited to get out and walk this morning.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's good. But be careful out there. I know coming out our back door, I got to remind my wife as she's heading out to Madison and then Chicago and headed to Liberia today. Like, be careful. You don't want to slip and fall.
Sure.
Before you start your trip, you know?
That's probably a good idea.
You don't want to trip before you go on your trip.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to fall before it's the fall.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Very good. Three things on my mind this morning. First of all, So, going to be batching it for a couple of weeks.
How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. Not my first rodeo. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you've done that before.
And it's a little, in the early days, it was a big deal when I had four younger kids, you know.
She
took her first trip in 2010, October of 2010, for just a week. But the standard fare these days is a couple weeks, so anyhow.
Yeah.
But keep the dogs alive. She doesn't even, you know, she doesn't even tell me to, she did massive watering of the plants over the weekend, and I'm sure she's asked one of my daughters to come and take care of that, so.
Sure. So keep the mammals alive in the house, yourself and the pets.
Right. The dogs and the aging ferret Gizmo. Yes.
Sure. Okay. There you go.
Second thing is 3 years ago, Russia invaded Ukraine.
Okay.
3 years ago, this very day.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that is, it's sad to continue to watch that happening.
Yeah.
And as someone who, I mean, I think none of us want to see war happening, and it's tragic to see that continuing to go on.
So anyhow, it's been in the news more here recently, and a lot of conflicting information flying in the air. But it was interesting, as Martha Raddatz, I watched ABC's This Week yesterday, and she talked about, I was there when it happened 3 years ago on February 23rd, and they went back to some footage of that. And so I, you know, challenged people, I saw Fox News quoted in terms of, you know, from 3 years ago, Russia invading Ukraine. So anyhow, just to try to be aware, you know, that we want to be discerning spiritually, but also in other capacities. And when somebody tries to spin something another way, I mean, just hold to the truth. So
yeah, absolutely.
And then third on my mind is I want to kick off Crab Fest 2025, because while we are brothers from another mother in Jesus, and thanks to Donna, who had a post in that regard, I think, from Friday. Our connection through Larry Crabb feels divinely orchestrated to me. So
sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious what Crab Fest is going to look like for us. But he's been a huge influence for both of us. And even sitting here now, I'm looking at my books. I have very few books on my desk in my bedroom, and one of them is Living in the Larger Story, which is just about him and his work. And, some of my dearest friends I know through him. So.
And that's one of the things I guess I want to kind of work through from kind of the book Connecting On. We've done that before, because you write an article that starts off that book, Living in the Larger Story, and I love it. It's summaries of each of Crabb's, you know, about 27 books, and there was Waiting for Heaven at the end, maybe that came after. But I don't know. I love that story. I love my relationship with Larry as somebody who interviewed him and went to some of his conferences, and yours separately, and those becoming intertwined. And I think it's part of our friendship journey and part of our being year six on the radio here. So
it's been a while that we've been going at this, for sure. So, yeah.
And you went to two of the School of Spiritual Direction and then the follow-up for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sure did. It was fun. I found it just kind of going through and cleaning some things up the other day, finding a bunch of letters Larry had written to me and wondering where they had ended up.
Yeah.
And, to kind of go back and see those again, and I should try and track those down, and we could see about sharing some of that on the radio too. Just gift of encouragement there. And so
I think there's one particular picture I think of you too. You might have been in his office or wherever you were, but I mean, I think of him as a father figure in your life, even more than in mine. So,
For sure. You know, growing up without my dad in the home, you know, to have somebody who was wise and kind and loving and funny and all of those things, just a real gift to me.
Right.
So.
All right, so that's the plan for Crab Fest is somewhere in there, kind of talking a little bit about those books from Connecting On. So we'll start tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you, friend.
You bet.
All right, this is the wrong music. So, oh, it's hard to get good help these days. You know, you try to say, like, okay, Silly Topics music for Drew. And but here's the thing. I don't have an intern, so it falls on me, Drew. It was my fault. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought that was the right music. I loved whatever that was. It sounded awesome.
That is for our Friday headlines. It's really the humor in the headlines segment, which is a standard fare. On Fridays after 7:45. All right, so 39 degrees here on a Monday. When we last spoke to you a week ago, Drew Fralick, stand-up comic pastor from the Renaissance Vineyard Church in Ferndale, suburban Detroit, you were in North Carolina with your 9-year-old son and your 3-year-old daughter. Your wife was getting more of a break. So how did the vacation go?
I think you asked the question,
right.
Is it a vacation if
right.
you just take two kids?
Yes.
We drove down in a blizzard. We basically drove back in an ice storm.
were the kids scared at all, or did they trust daddy, or what's the...
You know what the weird thing is my kids are amazing in the car.
Huh.
There's no videos.
Wow.
We barely even listen to music.
Huh.
They just sit in the back and stare out the window and then fall asleep.
Wow.
I have... no idea why.
They're not
most
drugged
of the time,
or anything?
They're crazy.
They're not.
No. No, I mean, I just put like a little bit of Benadryl in their Diet Coke. just a smidge, you know? So, no, I don't know. They were like perfect in the car. We went down to North Carolina. You may have seen the blog post. Probably the most interesting place we went to was this. It's called the Taxidermy Hall of Fame of North Carolina. Also a creation museum, museum for old tools. Hold on. I'm almost done. And it's in the middle of a Christian bookstore.
Wow.
So it's like, there's a lot going on.
There is.
Yeah, a lot.
When I saw creation museum in your headline, I'm like, oh, you went to, you know, the one in Kentucky there or whatever. But
no,
yeah.
That's definitely on my bucket list.
Okay.
I got to get there eventually. This was more of a... low budget version of that, I think. Like, this was like if the Ark Museum was built by rednecks who had $50 and like a saw and some old plywood. It was, I mean, I don't know that they're rednecks.
So, okay, well, speaking of that, Jeff Foxworthy is actually in concert here at the new Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire, which holds up to 5,000 on March 22nd. So, in the stand up comic world, he's known for the redneck joke. So,
he's huge. I love Jeff. Yeah, but this place, they had like an award-winning mink. That was a big deal. There was one display. It had like all the, it was like they tried to put sin, like all the sins of the world into one display.
Okay.
But it was a bit outdated. It was like CDs. It was like one of those CD towers. Like CDs are destroying America.
Okay. they were all different CDs embodying the different sins?
It was just like, this is what's destroying the world. Like Mariah Carey, you know?
Okay.
Like,
wow. Okay.
These are like the worst things. So it's a little outdated.
You know, it's hard to keep museum exhibits up to date, you know?
I know. Especially, you know, you're on a shoestring budget. I think that's what that's called.
Okay.
So, but it was very interesting. So if you're ever in Pinehurst, North Carolina, go visit the Taxidermy Hall of Fame. It's also on a website called atlasobscura.com. You can look up all the, like, obscure tourist sites anywhere. In Wisconsin, you should look it up.
What did the kids like best about it?
Leaving? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They were very confused by the whole thing. They're like, why are we here? What is all this? But my daughter kept asking, why are the animals all dead? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll explain it to you later. Drew? Again, drewfralick.com, right? We'll check it out there.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, thanks, Drew. Back home in suburban Detroit now, which the Pistons doing very well now. I see they're the 6th seed in the East. I was listening to the Bucks game last night, so there we go. It is a Make Us Laugh Monday, and Clifton Spooner ready to go with a joke. He says, why do seagulls fly over the sea? Well, he says if they flew over the bay, then they'd be bagels. Thank you,
man.
Cliff. Weekend recap here on a Monday morning, a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb, and For me, I'd say Saturday morning, breakfast at Randy's is usually a staple. First time there in 3 weeks, though, and enjoyed the French toast, two slices with the sausage and pure maple syrup. Thank you. And the flavored coffee, hazelnut. Badger basketball. Caleb, I thought it was safe. The Badgers were up 9 with 5 minutes to go at home against Oregon. They'd been up 17. Thought I'd walk the dogs. I came back. The game was still going, which surprised me, but the Badgers are down 1 with just over a minute left in overtime. They lost. So that was a tough one for Bucky. Called the Chippewa Falls Prescott basketball game on Saturday night on WOGO and our new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Very well played first half, particularly. And then also Sunday, enjoyed ABC's This Week to kind of get a beat on the political scene. Church lunch with some of our kids and their friends as my wife heads out to Liberia today. And it took a long time to do the dishes. And so there we go.
There you go. Well, Saturday, got some errands run, did as much as we could, and then I actually joined you. I was running the video operation for the live video stream for that Chi High and Prescott boys basketball game. So I got a better appreciation for Sam and Gavin, our video crew, about how much work that actually is to be able to do that and pull that off effectively. So a big salute to Sam for all that he does on the video side of things here on WWIB and WOGO. Sunday, beautiful day, and enjoyed church and potluck. My kids especially enjoyed the potluck. It was an excellent potluck. A lot of folks were thinking comfort food as well, too. So we had some great sourdough breads and various kinds of chilies and such. So excellent potluck. And then we thought, man, it's such a great day. Let's go out to Moon Lake Park and go sledding. So sledding was a lot warmer than the last time we went there to Moon Lake Park on a Sunday afternoon. So enjoyed that. Hung out at Mom and Dad's for a little bit. Headed home. And here we are on a Monday morning.
You get your share of sledding, and I'll tell you.
We sure try.
All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, the three jokes a piece segment with Caleb and I here on this Monday and deciding which joke to go with first. All right, but that one's really basic.
I can tell you're filling time here. So.
One, it takes one broadcaster to know another. Caleb, what do you call a dancing cow?
I'm not sure.
A milkshake.
I should have saved it. That was good.
I should have saved it for June Dairy Month.
I genuinely enjoyed that one. That was great. Yeah. All right. Now you're setting the bar too high for me. Well, you know what, Halvo? The other day, someone accused me of stealing their thesaurus. Not only was I shocked, I was appalled, aghast, and dismayed.
Yes.
I didn't biff the opening.
I know. Would it kill the makers of avocados to put a different toy inside? My goodness, I have like 50 wooden balls already.
There you go. Okay. You know what? I asked my 9-year-old son what he learned in school today. He said, apparently not enough because I have to go back tomorrow.
Hey, the last one for me on this Make Us Laugh Monday on WWIB. The most amazing thing about curling is how they found two men who can work a broom.
Oh, man. And finally, a guy walks into a hardware store and picks up a can of fly spray. Is this good for wasps? He asks the clerk, to which she replies, no, it kills them.
Yeah, right. Boy, we did well today.
Not too bad. So I was at my parents' yesterday, and my nephew Dewey came up to me, and he said, Uncle Caleb. And I said, yes. And he said, how come you never say hi to me on WWE? And so I am going to say hi to you right now, Dewey. I'm sure you're listening. So hi, Dewey. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you're listening to your mama and being kind to your brother and sister. And I'm going to play your favorite song, the No Fear one. You sang me some of this yesterday and you did a great job. This is John Reddick on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Caleb, what is art?
I had a shirt in college that asked that exact same question, part of the honors class or whatever. I never figured it out.
Yeah, I guess they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think back to last November, it seems longer ago, when entrepreneur Justin's son purchased a banana duct taped to a wall for $6.2 million. That seemed a bit high to me, but anyhow, to some, art is a delicate oil painting, and to others, it's black and white photograph, you know? Capturing one person's struggle to navigate a city street.
But to others, Flamin' Hot Cheetos can be art, too.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
So, this is... My son is very much into Pokemon trading cards right now.
Okay.
Really loves them. So, I have a little insight into this.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that I would... No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. His birthday's coming up. I would not pay $4,000 for this.
Okay, you love him, but Cheetozard, a flaming hot Cheeto that's shaped like the Pokemon
Charizard.
Thank you. Is up for auction at Golden Collectibles and has, yes, surpassed $4,000.
Here's this other thing as well. Flamin' Hot Cheetos aren't even any good. I will stand on that mountain. They are not good. Cheetos are awesome. All right, I'm a baby boy who's a Cheeto, but the Flamin' Hot, they stink.
A couple of times, I got to tell you though, a couple of times I've had Flamin' Hot, I haven't had Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but I've had Flamin' Hot Cheetos macaroni and cheese, and that's an experience.
Okay.
I'll just put it there. It's an experience. It is kind of spicy, but I don't know. You know, $4,000, nowhere near $6.2 million at least.
Yeah. But anyway, so Cheetozard. So it's a Flamin' Hot Cheeto that looks like Charizard. And the auction will end on March 1st. So you don't have long.
Uh-huh.
You don't have long if you want to bid this thing up. It's already $4,000. Here's the thing. This Cheeto that looks like Charizard was discovered 5 years ago and somehow is not disintegrated.
I don't understand. To put it in perspective, a few years ago, an Among Us-shaped McNugget sold for just under $100,000 on eBay.
Almost six figures for a McNugget.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'm just surprised these things are lasting that long.
What is art?
Well, I know what music is. It's great, and it's found here at WWIB, especially when we have new tunes from Phil Wickham. This is called The King Is in the Room.
New super giant crustacean named after
Darth Vader.
Wow. Researchers have identified a new species of what, Caleb?
It's a giant isopod named Bathonomus Vaderi after the iconic Star Wars character Darth Vader due to its helmet-like head and deep sea habitats.
I totally gave you the challenging word there.
There
the
go.
Species was described in a recent study and is primarily found near the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. I have never heard of them before.
So, Bathonomus Vaderi, or this Darth Vader crustacean, can grow up to almost 13 inches long and weigh well over 2 pounds, making it, quote, a supergiant among isopods.
Vaderi, Vader, I can see the connection. While the creature has only recently been given a scientific name, for the last 8 years, locals in Vietnam have started enjoying these crustaceans as a seafood delicacy.
I don't think I would want to get pinched by one, though. Almost 13 inches long and over 2 pounds.
Look out when you're swimming.
The Darth Vader crustacean over there in the South China Sea.